Welcome to Mom Friends. We are two longtime friends, Laura, who is a pregnancy and postpartum doula and mom of two,
and Raimi, who is a first-time mom-to-be, and we both get together to discuss the journey from preconception through pregnancy, postpartum, and beyond.
Join us for weekly raw conversations and relatable struggles on how this life-changing event impacts all areas of our lives.
Let's begin. Hello, welcome back to Mom Friends. Today is our special registry episode where we're going to go through each baby registry item and rank it on a scale of essential, also talking about different lifestyles. And then we're going to talk about what's worth the splurge, what's not, a lot of different things. Hello, Raimi.
There's so much in this baby world of buying things.
It's
like speaking a whole new language and even getting like recommendations from, you know, you guys, how, you know, chiming in on my stories and telling me what was worth the buy, what was not worth the buy. I'm like, wait, what is that? What is a doona? What is this? What is that? So I have gone through all y'all responses. And so I took notes on all the things that you guys recommended too. So as we go through this, I'll like point out different brands and things that were definitely called out a lot.
Yeah. And you're also going to notice that when you ask for someone's opinion, you know, and a big group of people like you did and I did, you get the same item mentioned twice, one saying it's essential, it's amazing, and the other one saying completely unuseful, never used it once, blah, blah. So it's also a good thing to see that it's going to be very much depending on your baby, on your lifestyle, on your needs. There's no really one essential item, you know, because someone else can say it's completely useless. So we'll also talk this. I think it's important as we go through all of the items.
That makes a lot of sense. And it also depends on like how you want to raise your newborn. Like, are you going to sleep with the newborn? Are you going to put it in a crib at first? Like, it just depends on what you need, on what you're going to do. So
yeah, if you're going to be breastfeeding, if you're not going to be breastfeeding, if you're going to be also pumping, there's so much.
So let's just dive in. This is a category that I've been personally buying a lot of, is clothing. So I'm going to go through each like kind of item and you tell me on the scale of whether that's essential or not, if you think it's worth the splurge or if we should go with a hand-me-down. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Okay. Footed PJ.
Okay. So obviously pajamas I think are essential because especially as newborns, they live in very comfy type of pajama clothes. The cute, cute outfits and those little things you're going to put once or twice, you're going to see how unuseful they are. So realistically, footed pajamas, I think, are the most essential type of clothing from newborn and 0 to 3. They throw up a lot. You're going to be changing them a lot. It's comfortable to change. So I think this is essential for sure.
So that's exactly what I got too, is that moms swear on these PJs, especially 0 to 3, like you said, because you want them to be comfortable. Nothing stiff for newborn clothes. If you are going to buy cute clothes like overalls or jeans or things like that, definitely buy for 6 months to 1 year is the general consensus.
Yes.
And also just because they grow so fast in the beginning. And in terms of like footed PJs and like application, moms tell me that they swear on the magnetic onesies or onesies with the zip and not snaps or buttons because that just takes too long, especially in the middle of the night. So definitely look for those types of ones.
Yeah, completely agree.
Okay, how about newborn hats?
Yes, I think that newborn hats are also an essential. You don't need too many because they only need them as newborns, like the little up to 1 to 2 months max. Obviously, it also depends if you're like having a newborn in the very like middle of the heat, but then are they inside the house with the AC up really high? Yes, then they need a little hat too. And their extremities, their hands, their feet, their ears get really cold. So I think that is one of the essentials, but you don't need too many. You can wash them. They don't get that dirty as other pieces of clothing, right? So I think it is an essential, but you don't need to go crazy, and it's cheap too, so it's fine.
You mentioned the extremities of like, okay, how about mitts?
Yes, so mitts is a very controversial thing because developmentally they shouldn't have anything in their hands so they can discover their hands, and it plays a big role in development, not only motor skills but also their brain development as a newborn. So it is important to have their hands exposed. However, I also think it is very tough to really file their nails properly and they do scratch themselves a lot. They wake themselves up. So I think I'm in the middle ground there. I do it strategically when they're awake. I let them have their hands out, you know, for developmental reasons. But yeah, I think they're important to have, or those pajamas that have their hands covered so that they don't scratch themselves and wake themselves up in the very beginning. After like a couple months, they don't do that anymore.
Mm. And I got a tip from some moms saying that socks on their hands actually work better on in terms of staying on.
That's true.
So I thought that was a cool tip. Mm-hmm. How about socks?
Socks, yes. However, I prefer pants with the sock included rather than just the socks that they tend to lose. And it's just much more convenient, easy, and yeah, it's all in one. I'd rather do that.
I feel like socks are something that can get lost so easily, too.
So easy. And they get lost in the laundry, too.
Oh, yeah, because they're like tiny.
Yeah. So I'd rather just do the either footed pajamas or pants with the feet also included, which there are so many of them for newborns. So I'd rather do that.
Perfect. So we talked about like onesies being important. What about like buying pants and shirts?
I think it's less comfortable. There are also two pieces pajama type of clothing items that are very cute. I would do that. I think those are more essential. Of course, you can have some cute pants and clothes, but I think that realistically, as a newborn mom, it's just much easier and it's less essential. So let's just say it's not an essential. You can buy a few if you want to have cute outfits here and there.
And maybe it's just me, but like I'm not going out a lot, seeing a lot of people within these first few months. So I feel like the onesies is really what they're going to be living in. So definitely buy more.
Yeah, and their shirts can definitely roll up if you put them in a carrier. You know, it's not as comfortable. So you definitely just go the more convenient route. It's easier.
Right. Should we have like a mix of long sleeve and short sleeve onesies?
Ideally, if it's, you know, the summer and you're going to go out and then in, sure.
Mm.
But I think long sleeve for the newborn is a safer bet. Overall,
how many like onesies should we start off with?
It depends. I mean, how many loads of laundry you want to do?
I see. So in one day, like how many times are you changing the onesie?
It depends on if they throw up on it or have a blowout. But safe to say you're going to change twice in a day. Yeah. But it also depends. Wow. Sometimes they stay clean for three days. They can wear the same thing for 3 days. You know what I mean? It's like it can vary a lot. How careful you are with the burping and how much reflex they have, it depends a lot. But I would say I would definitely go through 2 a day on average, probably.
Mm, cool. How about, you talked about laundry and doing it so much, non-toxic detergents.
Yes. So if your household doesn't already use non-toxic detergent, I think it's an essential to start doing in the very beginning or while you're pregnant already. It is important, even in your clothes. And I don't think it's just the newborn, but what they're exposed to, right? So you're holding them. If your clothes is washed with fragrances and toxins, they're going to still be exposed to it. So I think that the whole household should be cleaned with non-toxic detergent. That's a good swap to do during the pregnancy. Sheets and everything else too.
All right. So I think that covers clothing. I think it's safe to say that shoes are not worth it during this time of a newborn.
No, absolutely not. I think that shoes, actually, when they start walking, shouldn't be an essential either. They should be barefoot walking as much as you can. Obviously, if you live in the city and you're going out for one day, yes, put shoes on, but those like soft soles. So you don't even need to think about shoes right now when you're doing a registry. Okay. Unless you want, like, you know, of course, if you are excited for a cute outfit for Easter, whatever it may be, sure, get that, you know, but it's not an essential at all.
That makes sense. Let's move on to bathing. Mm-hmm. They have these like little baby tubs. Do you think that's necessary or could we just bathe them in our big adult tub?
It depends. Obviously, it's not like a 10 out of 10 essential. You can bathe them with you. You can hold them, you know, but it is comfortable if you do have a little tub that goes from 0 to 12. There's a lot of them that transform, you know, from 0 to 12. So as the baby grows and sit, you can adapt within one tub, which I think is worth the investment versus a newborn tub and then a big baby tub. You know, it's just easier to do one that's from 0 to 12 and you use the same one for a whole year. Do you need it as a complete essential? No, but do I think it's comfortable and convenient to have? Absolutely. And I think they're great to put either in the shower or in the tubs. A lot of people don't have baths. They have showers and you still can put that in a shower.
All right. Washcloths.
You can use regular cloth if you need to, but I think that, again, they're cheap. They're worth, you know, the little investment, and it's useful. So why not?
Yep, makes sense. How about towels? What kind of towels do you recommend newborn? Could it be just regular adult towels, or?
This is one of the things that they sell you as an essential, like, oh, you need a newborn towel. But do you need a newborn towel? Not really. You can use any towel you already have. So if you're someone who's trying to, like, you know, be strategic in your baby registry and have people help you with things that are really essentials, I wouldn't think that this is an essential. You can use any towel in your house as long as it's washed with non-toxic detergent. But if you're buying specifically for the baby, the hooded towels are great, but it's not 100% not an essential, right?
Right. Do you wash the baby with soap, like, straight away from newborn stage?
I don't, and I don't recommend that for a lot of reasons. So I don't think soap is an essential for the first few months. Obviously, water and bathing them, yes, they spit up a lot. And there's also, like, the water wipes that you can use to, like, wipe them off. But you can use non-toxic soap. So you can have it in your registry, but I wouldn't have it as a super essential at the beginning, although I would add it to the registry, having non-toxic soap that is gentle on their skin, has no fragrance. I would add it, but I wouldn't use it daily from the start.
Okay. Do you feel the same way about baby lotion?
Yes, I do. I think also you can use coconut oil. You can use other things. Baby lotion, as long as it's non-toxic, I'm fine with it, but I wouldn't use it every day. If baby gets, like, belly massages because they have a lot of gas in their belly, I do that with some coconut oil or non-toxic lotion, but I don't think it's, like, again, a very essential.
Right. Something you added to my registry was, like, a really soft comb and brush. Is that something that is essential or more, like, nice to have?
It's really great to have. I would recommend having it. It's also a very small type of, you know, item, which is a great little gift for someone. So I think that is great to have. However, again, does the baby need to be combed as an essential? No. Is it nice to have? Absolutely. Do I add it to the registry because it's a nice little gift? Sure. Yes.
Wait, but do all newborns have hair? Not even, right?
Not even. So you don't even know. Yeah.
You won't know until baby birth. You might have a baldy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how about, like, types of nail clippers?
Okay, so nail clippers is definitely an essential. As we said, I don't know how their nails grow so fast and so long. Like, it's insane. It's insane. So I think it's an essential for sure, because you need to clip or file them. I think clipping their nails is one of the most scary things ever. So because they move, they're so tiny, you know, and it's, like, so scary. So I would recommend the automatic nail filer. I think it's worth it. I think it's more of an essential to invest in, although it's not even expensive, but it just files their nails super fast, so it takes less time. There's no issues with hurting them, no risks. So I think that I absolutely love it in a registry. Also not expensive.
I could see it being difficult to do as well if they're moving around.
Yeah. And then when they grow, then you can use the clipper. Then it's easier actually to do the clipper because their nails also get stronger. And so it's easier to clip them. But in the beginning, they're also very soft. So it's easy to file them. Yeah.
And I was just going to ask too, like, when you have this, like, bathtub that you bathe them in, obviously you can buy one of those, like, water cups for that, right? To, like, put water over them. Do you think that's, again, something that you don't really need but is nice to have?
Yeah, exactly. So it's not an essential, but it's nice to have. But you can use any cup in your house, right? So is it nicer to have a cute baby cup? Sure. But is it needed? Can you have a regular plastic cup or, you know, cup? Yes. So again, the industry, the baby industry monetizes on this, right? On us loving all the cute little things and making a cute bathroom.
The mini sizes.
Yeah, and just, like, making a cute bathroom with the cute items. Of course, everyone's been there. They're excited, and especially as first-time moms. But as a third-time mom, you're probably using your water cup, right? So
it's nice to have.
Yes, absolutely. Is it an essential? No. But you can use an alternative from the house, too.
So it seems like in the bathing category, maybe the nail clipper is the one thing. Maybe an electronic nail clipper is the one thing.
Yeah, and a baby that we bathed up if you want to invest right. in that, because it lasts a whole year. You can also get that as a hand-me-down. I feel like that is a good item to get from a friend that has a one-year-old and is not using it anymore, if you need to be strategic, obviously. Yeah. Because it lasts a whole year, so it's worth it. But also you can get it from someone else and wash it. So
let's move on to the nursery. This is like exciting what I'm doing right now. So what do you think is kind of necessary in the nursery department?
So there's nothing really necessary in the nursery department in the sense of like, if you don't want to have a nursery, you don't need to have a nursery. It's not an essential. But obviously, if you have a nursery and you want to have it, it depends on your lifestyle, right, too? Because if you think that you're going to co-sleep with the baby in the room with a bassinet or whatever in your own bedroom, then you don't need a nursery until maybe a year or two after. Because also then you don't know when the baby's going to transition from your bed to the nursery. And so what if the baby transitions to two? You're not going to use any of the items, you know? So it really depends on the lifestyle. As a first-time mom, you probably don't know that. So if you're building a nursery, obviously you want a crib with a crib mattress. Mm-hmm. And then you want some sheets. You're also going to want the curtains, blackout curtains, and like maybe a nightlight. And an air purifier, I would add as well into the nursery. I think those are the biggest essentials.
So if you have a crib, do you think a bassinet is worth the splurge on top of a crib?
If you're planning on having the baby sleep in your bedroom first, I think you need a bassinet. So if strategically, if you don't have a lot of people helping you with buying registry items, if you don't want to spend too much money at once, then you don't really need a crib yet, right? You can use a bassinet for the first 6 months in your bedroom. It can be a hand-me-down. You can wait 6 months to buy a crib. And the same thing goes vice versa. You can also put a crib in your bedroom, even if you want to co-sleep with the baby.
That's true.
And skip the bassinet, right? So it really depends on like your lifestyle and what you want. The crib can always go in your bedroom, even for a year, right? Or two. So there's so many ways to do things. And if your friend is giving you a crib, but not a bassinet, take the crib. The newborn can still sleep there, right? So, and you can still put it in your own bedroom. So it really depends. There's just so much, you know, to consider.
Now there's even things that work with you and transition with you, like the bassinet size crib that turns into a regular size crib and can roll around. So then you don't have to make any decisions about where you want to place anything until the time comes. So it's flexible, which I love.
Yeah. Exactly. When you're shopping for the nursery, I think those are the biggest items. But again, just keep in mind that if you're building the nursery and also a co-sleeping area for you in your bedroom, if you have to be strategic, there's a lot of things that you can buy down the road. It doesn't need to be all at once now when you're pregnant, right? So I think that's also important to keep in mind.
How important do you think a rocking chair or a glider is in the beginning?
It depends. It really, really, really depends. I had it. I used it zero times.
You did?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. But it depends. Because someone will say, I used it every single feeding, right? So it really depends.
They lived
so
in it. Yeah.
Every time I woke up at night to breastfeed, I would set myself up in my bed. And I was so comfortable there. I didn't have to get out, you know, so I love the nights in my bed. During the day, I just went to the couch and I got my little section in my, you know, L-shaped couch. And I was so comfortable there. So I never had that need to go into the nursery and use the rocking chair. Another thing I will say, though, is I do recommend to moms that if you're building a nursery, I know it looks really cute in the nursery, but if you're planning to sleep in your bedroom and have a bassinet in your bedroom for the first months, I would put the rocking chair or glider in your bedroom or in the living room so that it gets more use. Because if not, if it's inside the nursery, you probably are not going to go to the nursery to feed when nothing's going on in the nursery. There's no TV, no people, you know, it's like maybe be strategic like that. But again, it's also maybe you do live in it. In the living room, right?
Right. You could replace one of your chairs with the glider and that's you know, you're in the middle of your house and you're still in the action and it's convenient there. That makes a lot of sense because my nursery is upstairs and I don't see myself walking up the stairs, walking down the stairs every time I need to feed, you know?
Mm-hmm. And if you're in your room at night, you probably will do it in your room.
In the bed.
Go into the nursery to feed. So just be strategic. If you do want to invest in a rocking chair glider, that's fine. I think there are a lot of people that live in it. But then be strategic where you put it so that you can use it more.
That's a good tip.
And as for the bassinet, I love, as you mentioned before, I do love the ones that have wheels. Because then, like, say, I go to the shower, I can roll the baby from the bassinet in the next to my bed into the shower, the bathroom, you know, so then I can still watch the baby while I shower and I don't need to wake the baby up, or I can rock, you know, bring the baby to the kitchen if the kitchen is in the same floor. So the bassinet with the wheels is a great investment in that sense because it can be also used during the day. You don't need to have it always next to the bed. And then I also love the co-sleeping bassinets, which have like a side open and you have more easy access to grabbing the baby. It's kind of like co-sleeping, but in two different beds, but they're kind of like together. So I love those.
Next to each other.
Yeah, I think they're convenient and easy to use.
Okay. And so what about all the tech stuff that you hear, right? So like baby monitor, a sound machine, night lights, what you said was important. But what do you think of, sound machine and baby monitor?
Sound machine. I think that as a newborn, they love the white noise type of sound. They do like that because it replicates your belly sound, what they hear. So it does soothe them. But you don't need to necessarily buy the most expensive sound machine. There's like portable sound machines that are $20 that you can also use in your bedroom, right? It doesn't need to be this whole big setup if you don't want to invest in it. Now, there's also sound machines that come with a nightlight that I do also love. They're $100, but it just depends on how much money you want to spend. I think that it is great to have. It is very useful. I think that it does soothe the baby down, but you can be strategic and buy the portable one and put it in your bedroom too and also take it for a ride, right? So I think the nightlight is great in your room, not just in the nursery, but in your room too if, when you're co-sleeping, because every time you wake up to breastfeed, you don't want to have the big light. So you turn on the little nightlight and it's nice and soothing for you too. You wake up a little bit, see around, can change the diaper, but it's not like a bright light in your face. So I love that for your bedroom. And then humidifier is great too. I love humidifiers in your bedroom if the baby's going to sleep with you, or in their bedroom if the baby will sleep in the nursery, again, with the air purifier too.
Okay. Oh, what about baby monitor?
Oh, baby monitor. Also conflicting opinions. I think that babies don't need to be exposed to extra EMF radiation. Also, you know, as a newborn, you probably will have the baby with you most of the time. Is it an essential for some people that need it? Sure. Yeah. But I feel like it depends on you personally and what your lifestyle is, how much you care about certain things, your preferences, right? And so I never used a monitor. So you can do it without it. Is it an essential for other people? 100%. Yeah. But if you plan to put the baby in their own bedroom, then maybe you want it, right? So it really depends on like your goals and lifestyle too.
I had a lot of moms recommending something called Owlet. And I've never heard of it before, so I looked it up last night. Mm-hmm. And it's basically an FDA-cleared baby monitor sock thing that they wear on their foot. And it measures their heart rate, oxygen levels, and their sleep. So you basically have, you know, stats on them at all times, just for peace of mind. Some moms have sworn by this new technology that I'm seeing here. It's $300, though, so it is an investment. But yeah, this isn't like you get to see your baby. You just see their stats, right? Which is an interesting way to track them, monitor them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think this is an essential. Mm-mm. I think that if you want to splurge on it, if you want the extra peace of mind, sure. You know, I feel like for me as a mom, sleeping next to my babies gives me the peace of mind. Like I hear them breathing. I wake up in like the littlest, tiniest noise, I can wake up and I can make sure they're okay, you know? So like, for me, that is the peace of mind that I give you. If you're planning on sleeping with the baby in the other room across the hall and want that sock, then sure, you know, it's a good splurge, but I don't think it's like an essential. I don't think you need it. It can give more anxiety to some, just constantly checking their levels and this and that, you know. It depends on how you are. It can actually give you more anxiety than take it away. So just assess it as your needs. I think that this is not an essential for sure, but some people will die for it. Swaddles, so in nursery category, I guess too. Swaddles, I would have some swaddles. I do like specific swaddles that I do recommend that allow movement, because I think that newborns need some movement for development as well. Their hips, their legs, their arms. But if you want to swaddle, I would have some, or just to try it out. I never swaddle my baby, so I don't think it's an essential. Ever, 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 ever.
Wow. Some of the books that I'm reading, it's like sound machine on, swaddle on, tight, 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 and dark. And it's like that's the formula for them to make their baby sleep. But that's interesting.
So there's very contradicting opinions on this topic. I think that you should see what your baby wants and craves. Naturally speaking, they shouldn't be swaddled. That's why I do love some swaddles that allow the movement. They like to be swaddled, some of them, because it does replicate the tightness of the belly, and so they feel more protected and they sleep better. But again, it does fight their natural movements. So there's some swaddles that are more like an in-between spot. But again, it depends who you follow, who you take advice from, and also what your baby likes, that you're going to use one or the other. So I would add to the registry just like a couple of swaddles in different types. You try them out, and if you don't like them, you can always give them to someone else. So I would, even if I don't use them, I would have them in my registry. I don't think it's like an essential for everyone, but I think it's important to have to try it out. And then something else you can have in the nursery category is baby clothes hangers. Again, nice to have to hang like the little dresses, the little coats, not an essential, but nice to have. You can also use your big ones if you need, but obviously it's nice to have the little ones. They work better.
It's so amazing because out of everything we talked about, what's truly, truly, truly essential maybe is like a bassinet or just somewhere they could sleep separate from you or next to you, right?
Mm-hmm. And not even for some people, it's not even that, because there's a lot of countries and a lot of women around the world that co-sleep.
Wow.
And they do that in nature. Like, you know, that's how they do things. And a ton of countries around the world, that's how the majority of the families sleep with their babies. And so it's not even an essential for them, right? So it's just, it's truly, they don't need much more than food, diapers, you know, clothes. And so we get to that now. But yeah, there's not that much that is really, really, really unessential. Of course, it's nice to have more things, and it's fun to, you know, create your registry. But a lot of the things you're going to see that you're going to use, very minimum.
And if you're going to get a crib or a mattress, a lot of moms recommended me the Newton mattress.
Mm-hmm.
You like that one too. You said it's like very breathable.
Yeah. And again, it's also something that will vary from person to person. There's not like the best mattress. It's like, oh, I love this one. I love, you know, everyone will give you their own, and then you choose for yourself.
All right. Let's move on to diapers, the poo-poo section. What do you think is absolutely necessary? Like, what do you think of a portable changing pad?
Okay. So I think a portable changing pad is actually more of an essential than a fixed changing pad. Realistically, in my lifestyle, I don't always go to the nursery to change the baby and come back. You know, I don't do that. So I ended up using the portable changing pad like a majority of the time. I just, in bed while I was breastfeeding at night, through the night, I changed the diaper once or twice a night, right? So using the portable changing pad, it's a great way to protect your sheets from anything. And so the same thing in my couch, in my rug, when I went out, you know. So the portable changing pad, for me, I think it's more of an essential that you end up using in the house and out all the time versus always going to the diaper station. And that's why I also love a little diaper caddy that you can take anywhere in the house. You can put it next next to your bedroom. Then once you wake up, you can take it to the living room. And so that's like your portable caddy with like all the diaper stuff and even like burp cloths and things like that that you always want next to you. I think that's more of an essential than actually a station. However, is a station nice to have? 100%. You can change them there too. You know, it's nice to have.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Because you had added this like weird, I guess now I know what it is. It was a changing pad that was portable. And I was like, what is this? And I literally removed it from my registry yesterday.
No.
I was like, I don't want this. I don't need this. But a lot of moms recommended if you are going to do a stationary changing pad station that they recommend Kickeroo peanut changing pad. And this one is great because I was looking into it. It was like, it's easy to wipe and clean and yes, and it's not like you have to change the cover or wash it. Another thing to wash. So that is something I do want to get for my stationary diaper changing station.
There's another one called Peanut and another one from Hatch, I think, that they're also, you don't have to have a cover. It's, you can wipe things off. I think that is very strategic. I think it's better because, again, as you said, you don't want to clean another cover. However, some people don't like the look of it. Right. But I think if you are creating a changing pad station, I think that's the way to go strategically.
Yeah.
And you are someone who's very visual. And I think that a lot of the things that you're getting, because they're nicer, you're going to then be like, okay, it's not
practical.
It's not it's convenient. Not convenient.
Okay, I'm going to put back the portable changing pad for sure.
Because I helped you create your registry, right?
I know something. I'm like, what is this? Do I need this? Okay, I probably do need this. How about, obviously diapers are a necessity, but let's talk about diapers
and wipes. Yes, I think it's one of the essentials. You can obviously go through cloth diapers if you want, and you can go through the regular diapers. So choose where you go. I think that diapers is an essential to get beforehand, and it's a great, great registry gift. If someone doesn't know what to get you, get me diapers. I'm always going to use them. It's like $100 every month, you know? So it's a great gift. Yeah. So if you don't know what to get me diapers. It doesn't need to be only newborn stage, only 0 to 3. It can be even like 3 to 6. So I would add in my registry a couple of diapers per size. And so that way people can pitch in like that. And you have your like stack of diapers to use for the next 6 to 12 months if you have different sizes. And that way you don't need to spend that much money every month extra because you're already going to have to buy extra things, right? So I think it's a great thing to add, essential for sure. Yeah.
Someone said too, like if you can get a trial small packs of different brands of diapers to try, that's also a good thing because some may keep the poop in, some may not, whatever. Some may smell more than others. So that is a good tip.
I agree. And I don't know if you saw, but in your registry, you actually already have different brands that I added for you because I want you to try that because my favorite maybe not be your favorite. It also changes as they grow. My favorite has changed. So I think that is important to have different brands too. Yeah.
Cool. Wipes.
Wipes is super essential. You're going to use them not just to wipe their butt, but also to wipe like their spit up and, you know, their dirtiness. So I think that they're super essential. Same thing, just add a lot of them in your registry so you have them for the future. Yeah, although they're cheaper, but okay.
A lot of moms told me that the wipe warmers were not worth their buy and they wouldn't buy it again.
This is the number one non-used item that I got too. The number one.
Really? You got it?
Yeah. I got it 1,000 times. So I agree. I think it's not worth the splurge, the investment.
Yeah.
I don't think it's essential at all. And I agree with them. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so what about a diaper pail?
So I actually surprisingly got that as a never used item on my vote. However, I think that if you're changing the diapers in the bedroom at night, for example, having the diaper pile there helps a lot because it's going to allow the room not to smell. So like every time I change the diaper in my bedroom, I don't want to put it in a bin, open bin. So I need a diaper pile that will compress, you know, the diapers and that will make the room not smell because it'll keep the smell inside. So I think actually strategically in your bedroom or wherever you change the baby all the time, if you have the station next to the station, I think it is essential. However, of course, it's not essential in that can you get out of bed, walk downstairs or wherever you have your main trash and throw it there? Sure, you can do that. Is it convenient? No, I think it's an essential in a convenient way and it helps like keep the house less smelly. So yeah, I would invest in that. I would add it to the register.
And you also said a diaper caddy was something you would invest in too. Right.
Yes, yes. That's what I mentioned before. Yeah. And then diaper cream as well, rash cream, non-toxic one, clean brands. I would definitely get a few of those and try them out too. And have one in your caddy, one in your station, and one maybe in your purse. So you have one everywhere. So you can always use that.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not sure if this falls into this category, but so many moms said that something essential for them was a butt spatula.
Okay.
So I'm just going to throw that out there because you put diaper cream. So like if you're going to use a spatula, it might go. A lot of moms have liked using that.
So. Yeah. I never used it. So I don't think it's an essential.
Oh, really?
But again, I think it can be an essential for you. Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of things is, again, vary by the way you do things and it can be an essential for you. Yeah.
I guess you like to put your hands in their buttholes.
I like to do it all natural.
Let's talk about, like, you know, health items like doctor's kits that we need. So what do you think are totally essential to have on hand?
It's nice to have a thermometer because if they do get a fever, develop a fever, it's important to track it, monitor it. And obviously, I do know, like, when my kids are warmer, you know, but it's nice to know the exact number. If it does get high, thank God, I've never been in that position, but I feel like it does... It's very sensitive and you do need to react fast if they do have a big fever, especially as newborns. It's scary, you know, anything, any cold, anything can make them get really sick. So I think it's worth having for peace of mind. In general, I always just touch them and, oh, he or she's getting warm, you know, but in some cases you do need that thermometer. So I think it's nice having. And I say one for kids specifically because the ones adults use tend to be, you know, the underarm ones or just other ones. But if you have one that you can use on kids, then you can use the same one. You don't need to buy one specifically made for kids, right? The forehead ones, I don't love. They're not very accurate. So I would find an alternative. But then I think for health too, one of the most essential things, which is super cheap, but it's very essential, is the nasal aspirator. So the boogie sucker that I call it. So you basically suck their boogers out. Sounds disgusting. Every parent probably thinks it's the most essential thing because they can't blow their boogers.
I got that a lot.
It's amazing. Amazing. And so crazy. Like how it feels good.
Dr. Frieda Snot Sucker is the brand people recommend it.
Yes. Yeah, it's the best one. I agree. And then a little first aid kit would be nice to have. And then you can also buy ahead probiotic drops for their belly if you want non-toxic, clean brands. It's not necessary, but especially if you're breastfeeding. I mean, if you're not breastfeeding, then you can definitely add probiotic drops into your registry too.
So mom said gas drops. What is that?
Yeah, it is helpful for some. But I think probiotic drops is helpful for gas as well. So formula is less easily digested than breast milk. So if you're formula feeding, also you're not giving them the probiotics that you're giving them with your breast. So I think that probiotic drops is better for gas, but also better for formula fed babies. So just having them is nice to have. And when they're very gassy in the very beginning, when they're like just new to digestion, I do use them. However, I know that, you know, with breast milk, you need them less. So I would still have them. I think if they're cheap, they're nice to have. Not an essential, but it's nice to have.
So let's leave it here because we've got gear to cover, which is something that I'm still super overwhelmed with. There's just so much that you can buy and different things. Anyways, I want to go through all of that and feeding and just anything extra. So I say we leave that for the next episode. So we break this up into two parts. What do you think?
Yes, let's leave all the gear, which is a lot and one of the biggest essentials and investments. Also, as you said, feeding, that there's a lot to talk because it depends on breastfeeding, formula feeding, bottle feeding, mix, pump. There's so much to talk about. And then also we have extras to mention and we have all the most voted non-used items that we can share as well.
Yes.
So there's a lot to cover for the next episode. We can do a second part. Yeah. I agree.
Let's do that. I didn't realize this would actually be so in-depth, but it's actually going to be helpful. So.
Yeah.
All right. Let's leave it here, and we'll get back to you guys next week with the feeding and the baby gear.
Yes. So if you don't want to miss next week's episode or any future episodes to come, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Instagram at MomFriendsPod for all the behind the scenes updates and more.
Sounds good. I'll talk. Bye.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye. See you next week. Bye.